Okay, so this is Kay Sidebottom and Nick Sennett. We're doing some reflective practice, and I'm going to ask you a few questions, Nick, about your teaching. I'll just put that down here so you can be heard. So the first thing was just to ask you a little bit about what's happened in your teaching practice as a result of starting the Cert Ed. How is it different, and what's happened for you?
Right. So my first experience of teaching, really, and I'm very reticent, or have been reticent until recently, about calling it teaching, because I come in from a health background and we talk in terms of facilitation. And again, there's this big thing about only saying you are a certain profession if you've got the qualification to back it up. So my first experience of teaching was when I first started to do my petals. I did that with Barnes College, and it got me to think about, I am teaching. And some of the thinking about that was around the fact that teaching is actually just more than being maybe at a secondary school, teaching, you know, young people, maths, English, whatever, science. So it really got me thinking about the sort of activities that we do within the Exchange Recovery College and how you could consider that teaching. And I completed my petals, got the qualification, and for a while just carried on, plodding on, session by session, not giving it a lot of thought. And then I was weighing up whether to do the Cert Ed very carefully in terms of commitment and time and other things. But then having made that decision, I've really found it beneficial. Found it beneficial because it's got me to go away and think about what I'm doing very, very closely, and the impact that I'm having when I'm working with students. So the planning side of it has changed quite dramatically. I've looked at the Northern College session plan, and when I did my first assignment on assessment, it really got me to think about being quite thoughtful about what you're putting on that session plan, and that's changed. And I've actually gone back to using session plans, because at the Exchange, although we have session plans in place, it tends to be very, I suppose, ad hoc. And what it's caused me to do is actually, before I actually do a session, I actually look at the session plan. Obviously, I'm looking at any learner support needs that have been highlighted, and I'm quite methodical, and I suppose that's been one of my downfalls really, is that sometimes I'm not very methodical. So I suppose that's one of the changes. Another change is that people have actually seen a difference in me, in the way I deliver a session. Because we use a co-teaching model, other people have seen me before, and then obviously after I've started my course, and they've seen quite a marked difference. So I think that, you know, one of my kind of co-facilitators, I think, who we met, Georgina, when we were doing the sleep observation, did notice a difference. So from that perspective, there's that change. But also it's about your thinking. It's about your thinking, it's about your reading. You know, I mean, one of the things that I have looked at recently is how we can incorporate some of the work of Nancy Klein into what we're doing at the Exchange. The best example I can think of in terms of my own practice was that I was dealing with quite an energetic, a bit rowdy, but energetic group of people. And what I did was I got people to look at the thinking round on session one and introduced it. And then midpoint through the course, we actually did a practice. And I have to say that it went really well, but the real, I suppose, mind-blowing thing for me wasn't the fact that people managed to follow the ideas around the thinking round while we were doing it. It was the impact on their behaviour afterwards. So I noticed a really increased improvement in their politeness, paying attention, being respectful, and clarity of thought, framing their arguments. So for me, that were fantastic.
That's brilliant. And do you think then, as a result, you might bring some more of the Nancy Klein stuff into your practice? I'm thinking about maybe pairs, pairs, that sort of thing.
A part of the co-production process is that you sit down with groups of people to design a course. And then when you're co-teaching, after the courses or that particular session's finished, there's always a bit of a debrief. And previously, it's been, again, very ad hoc, very relaxed. But I've introduced the idea of a thinking pair with a colleague. And we've tried it out once. And I have to say, it were really good. I think you need somebody that really is on board with the whole social purpose teaching philosophy. Mm-hmm. And this particular person is. And I trialled it out, and it worked really well. Brought out some different ideas. And with the co-production idea, it's this idea that you take one particular thought or idea, you discuss it, and another person might come up with something different. And then you end up with a third, a hybrid of the two, really. And that's what I used it in that context, really.
Yeah.
In terms of how we deliver sessions, you know, the approaches that we use, you know, the resources that we use, that kind of thing.
So that's brilliant. Good. And I guess going forward, if people in your organisation are keen, you could extend that to taking on board the 10 components and embedding those kind of across the whole organisation, actually, because, like you say, not everyone might necessarily be bought into the social purpose ethos.
Yes.
But there's ways that you could facilitate meetings and things like that you could use that to improve the whole organisation's way of working.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one of the cornerstones of social purpose teaching, because I did a presentation on Tuesday as part of an observation, well, it's a teaching set really rather than a presentation, looked at the four cornerstones of social purpose education. And one of the things that really resonated, certainly with my manager, was the whole idea of reflexive practice. And also maybe incorporating a thinking round into our team meeting. Mm-hmm. And those are the two things that really came out of that. Because, okay, I did have to get a teaching observation in, but the point of really discussing social purpose teaching on Tuesday was to try and embed it into our practice. Because we've got some committed and professional people, but I wanted to introduce them to some of the ideas that I'd learnt about. And again, that comes into your transformation, doesn't it? That you're bringing stuff back in from your learning into service improvement.
Absolutely, and it kind of closes that loop, doesn't it? It kind of comes full circle then. And I think Nancy Klein talks about thinking environment as a way of being in the world, and I guess if that then transplants from your classroom into the organisation, makes it a lot easier to sort of live and breathe it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Another good example, and reason why I got introduced to Nancy Klein prior to the course, was that some of our volunteers had done some training with Northern College, and I'd sat in on that training, and I think Angela Wright had introduced me to the idea of Nancy Klein in the thinking round, and I was really impressed. And what I've noticed is that the volunteers started to use it, you know, discuss it. So whenever they've attended a course at the college, as a student, as opposed to a volunteer, that they brought it up and they said, well, we've used this before.
That's fantastic. We've got another minute on this one. So just one final thing then. So I'm just interested as well, you've talked about how it improved not just their listening in the round, but their experience overall. And I'm wondering, do you think working in that way has an impact on their learning as well, and how?
Yeah. I think what it enables people to do is not just put their point of view across. So there's something about them being respectful and listening to other people, which I suppose for me is all about people being open to other thoughts, other ideas, other viewpoints. I think it creates a tolerance and you know, it promotes equality, certainly of contribution when you're doing some teaching within the exchange. And I think that's got to develop their critical thinking. It's got to develop, it's this idea of, I suppose, I'm not just here to get the acquisition of facts so I can spout them back to you parrot fashion, but it's about me becoming a critical thinker for myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
And we started to, I started to see.